Alaskans, we're still dealing with a pandemic. Longer nights and seasonal affective disorder don't make it any easier. We encourage you to take care of both your mental and physical health this winter. Get outside, enjoy traditional foods, connect with your community, and keep your body moving. Let's take care of ourselves and each other.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Tribal leaders in Southeast Alaska are applauding the Biden administration's move to reinstate protections for the Tungus National Forest, but they warn that the administrative change could be limited to who's in the White House. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently unveiled plans to reverse a Trump administration decision to exempt about 9 million acres from protections that could ease logging and mining on federal forest land. Alaska tribes sued the federal government, saying they were not properly consulted. Organized Village of Cakes tribal president Joel Jackson says the latest announcement is a positive development. His tribe had resisted efforts by the Trump administration and Alaska's governor to open more old forests to logging. But he says his village wants permanent protections.
Yeah, well, this has been a long fight since Trump and Dunleavy overturned the roadless rule. Although it's a win for us to have them reverse it, it's still not what we would hope for the long haul.
A 2-month comment period is now underway that will begin the process of restoring roadless rural protections that places restrictions on development. The announcement will also include acknowledgement that the Biden administration will work closer with tribes whose homelands now make up the modern-day Tungus National Forest. The New Mexico Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives Task Force hosted a virtual community education panel Monday. One area of need advocates discussed is education for young people. Jessica Gittadakun-Smith is the education and outreach coordinator for the task force. She sees a need for education materials on the dangers of social media used by traffickers to recruit victims.
There really needs to be education on, you know, an accurate historical multi-generational trauma and what that looks like, and how, you know, that affects our youth and our children still today, and how that makes people more vulnerable to trafficking, and ways to notice red flags, and what, you know, especially with our youth who are on social media and things like that. Because I was groomed into trafficking via Facebook. So I think, you know, that type of curriculum that's really, you know, to the point, like, hey, you gotta watch out there.
Regina Chacon is with the New Mexico Department of Public Safety Missing Persons Clearinghouse.
Build those relationships with the children and let them know that we are safe, that law enforcement is safe to speak to or how to speak to them. Being comfortable around law enforcement and really creating that listening environment. And I think that would benefit all around for the students, for the families, for the parents, having community events, showing up to community events with the schools and to build those relationships.
The nearly 2-hour education panel also included testimony from families of missing and murdered relatives. Task force members address barrier solutions and resources. The task force was established in 2019 by New Mexico's governor. It includes tribal, state, and community partners. 5 tribes in Maine are working on boosting tribal tourism in the state, the Associated Press reports. They recently received funding of $150,000 from Four Directions Development Corporation. The Wabanaki Cultural Tourism Initiative hopes to create a tourism economy in the next decade. The funding will also help tribal members attend a program for community leaders to build tourism. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
There are now booster recommendations for all 3 available COVID-19 vaccines in the United States, and you may choose which booster shot you receive. More info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus, who support this show.
COVID-19 vaccines are approved for kids aged 5 to 11. Vaccines provide kids strong protection against COVID-19 and help keep communities safe. You can schedule their vaccine appointment today. Support by the Johns Hopkins Center for American Indian Health.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.